Just when you thought it was safe to lead a happy life, up popped the war on terror to piss on your chips. But don't worry, one man has sworn to save the world. Unfortunately, it's not Superman, but George W. Bush. So, I guess that's us fucked.
Come on, George, we need a decision here.
But I want to listen to my new Barney the Dinosaur story tape.
If you don't make this decision, you won't get any milk and cookies.
Okay, okay. But this one will take all my decisionizing skills. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a...
George!
Catch a tigger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Moe it is.
Okay, so we invade Iran.
You bet. Lucky old North Korea was miny this time. But next time, it'll be Moe. And then Kim will be sorry.
Now you can listen to your tape while I give the order to the chiefs of staff.
Great! I love Barney!
Hey, George, you're an evil, warmongering capitalist pig.
Hey, Barney's never called me a capitalist pig before.
It's me, Osama.
Holy moly! Osama's impersonating Barney. No wonder we can't find him.
I've got your Barney the Dinosaur tape, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't catch me. Na-na-na-na-na.
Condi, Condi, come quick. Something terrible has happened.
What is it, George? Tell me you haven't just pressed the record button.
No, it's much worse. Osama bin Laden stole my Barney tape.
Has that man no shame?
He took my tape. I want to nuke someone.
No, George, no nukes.
Well, if I can't nuke people, I'll take charge of finding Osama bin Laden myself. I'm going to phone my pal Tony Blair and get his help too. I'll show those ragheads they can't outwit me. Hey, why isn't my cell phone working?
Because that's the TV remote, George.
I knew that.
Wag my bush. Come on.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No sound bites for a week or two.
All right, Tony. Are you nearly packed?
Yep. I'm all set for 3 weeks of total relaxation in Tuscany.
And you don't have to worry about the country. I'll take good care of it while you're away.
Yeah, right. Well, to keep you out of mischief, I've drawn up a little list of do's and don'ts.
Fucking hell, a list. It's bigger than the Bible.
Oh, don't exaggerate. It's just 23,547 simple commandments to stop you wrecking the place.
Thou shalt not nationalise the car industry. Thou shalt not let Gordon Brown take over the country. Thou shalt not sit on Tony's chair if thou has eaten a curry. What's that about?
Well, after last summer, I can get the lingering stench of your curry farts out of the fabric, so I had to throw my chair out.
Here, Golden, swivel on this, you Scots git.
Ah, that'll be Jade.
Here, Town, I've got your diarrhoea pills.
Yes, thanks.
I got a couple of bottles for myself too. It's a must, innit? You can't pull a fit bloke when you got the squits.
Are you going to Tuscany as well?
Nah, touring the Med. I'm going to pull a fit fella in Falaraki. Then I'm off to Ibiza to get my hands on a buff bloke in the Balearics.
Well, I can bring a tear to the eye.
Right, I'm off. Have a good summer. Oh, flippity fuck. I don't have time for phone calls. I've got a plane to catch. You take it, John. I'm out of here.
But you can't ignore it. It's a hotline for the White House.
That doesn't mean anything. Last time George called me on it, it was trying to order a pizza.
Don't worry, Tone. I'll take it.
No, no. It's okay. Hello, George.
Hey, Tony. Are you busy?
Look, I'm not making you a pizza, and that's the end of it.
No, buddy. I've decided we're going to hunt down Bin Laden personally. So drop everything. We're heading to Pakistan today.
What? But I was about to... Shit! He's wrecked my holiday! What a fucking cunt!
So, the global game of hide-and-seek's on. Can Tony and George find Osama? Will Jade pick up the man of her dreams, or just a nasty rash? Can John stop himself from renationalizing Britain? All will be revealed in the next jet-setting episode of...
Whack! My bush.
People of America and other Western countries with obesity problems. Hey, if you like the show, we've got an archive at my personal website, www.whackmybush.com. So if you want to hear more incriminating evidence of my stupidity and why my presidency is the only true weapon of mass destruction, then go to the archive. It's monitored by the CIA, so you know it's trustworthy. Thanks for listening. God bless the untitled stakes. The freaking what?